So for example, an electronic travel reimbursement system would actually, in the long term, really save a lot of different costs, even though there might be some upfront investments to be able to do that. Now, with regards to all these other kinds of services that we offer, from HR services, business services, one of the major recommendations of our group is for the university to really think of a new way, a new paradigm for offering these services. Quite often, many of these services are either offered in a completely centralized manner, where there's one office which is responsible for serving the entire university, with a certain kind of business service, for example, or you end up having a completely decentralized, where each unit, small units, departments, administrative units, create their own process for providing that service. Either both decentralized and centralized have certain aspects of good aspects, but at the same time, there's some negative aspects of each. Instead of looking at this dichotomy, if we can look at a model which is becoming prevalent in many places, the model of called shared service centers, where you have the aspects of both a decentralized and centralized and try to bring them together. One of the real problems of the centralized system is that the service provider loses touch with actual users, so quite often it might not be adaptive enough.